From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq today, the country's new parliament finally convened. It's the first time the body's gathered since the inconclusive elections in March. The opening session was mostly symbolic, though. Weeks, if not months, of political negotiations are still expected before a new government takes shape. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro was at the event in Baghdad. She has this report.
Fuad Masum, the Kurdish MP, opened the session to the 325 parliamentarians. Quickly after, he administered the oath of office in Arabic and Kurdish to the new lawmakers who promised to protect and serve the interest of Iraq and Iraqis. And then, a scant 18 minutes after it had begun, it was over without incident. Still, this is not the end of the political process here, but rather only the labored beginning. As in 2005, the session was not adjourned, but rather recessed indefinitely, a tactic meant to circumvent a series of constitutional deadlines that would have required a new speaker to have been elected within 15 days and a president within 30. Iraq's political class is not even close to coming to a deal. The March election gave no one a clear victory, and bitter negotiations are underway to see who will come out on top. The coalition led by former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi won a slim margin of victory over the bloc led by sitting Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Each side insists it has the right to form the government. Maliki has cobbled together what is being dubbed the Super Shiite List, which represents his group, the Satirists, and the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq, uneasy bedfellows who have different aims and political agendas. Alawi, a secular Shiite, represents a disparate group of Sunnis and smaller organizations. Hoshyar Zebari is Iraq's Kurdish foreign minister. He says it doesn't look like the impasse will be resolved anytime soon.
Still, there is no deal. But this was a good day. I think it was simple to swear the oath by all the parliamentarians. But I think this will be the beginning to form the new government.
And comments after the session seem to bear out that prediction. Haider al-Abadi, an advisor to Maliki, was blunt.
Well, the alliance is very strong now. I mean, that's embedded, it's done. So there's no chance that the newly elected president will ask a candidate other than the candidate of the alliance.
Haider al-Mullah is the spokesman for Iyad Alawi's bloc.
There is no way for al-Maliki. Everything open except al-Maliki for a new 4 years in Iraq, like prime minister.
While the politicking continues, groups like the Kurds are holding back and looking for the best deal they can get. Hoshyar Zebari.
We are holding a good position, actually. We are not exposing all our cards, okay? We are in good terms with both blocs, okay? We will be part of the new government.
Whoever comes out on top will have to make a great many compromises to get support, and any new Iraqi government could be severely weakened because of it. As has happened in the past here, ministries could be handed out as prizes, becoming fiefdoms for those who control them. For many on the Iraqi street, today was not a symbol of a vibrant new democracy, but rather another example of the political elite of this country battling over the spoils of power. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.